News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, around the world, weight loss drugs like Ozempic and Wegovy have exploded in popularity, bringing new conversations about health and diets with it. But does the wave of weight loss drugs say more about our food than it does about us? That is the question that former Commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration, Dr. David A. Kessler, explores in his new book, Diet, Drugs and Dopamine. I spoke to him just before coming on air and started by asking if the whole world is now obsessed with weight loss drugs.
Not just obsessed. I think we are seeing the consequences, I mean, of the fact that certainly in the United States, and I think for the majority of us, you know, the American body is sick with this adipose-driven cardiorenal metabolic disease that is causing, you know, a great deal of suffering, certainly in our older years.
Okay. And what would you, no arguments with that, but what are you putting that down to?
I think the bottom line is ultra-formulated foods are addictive. I mean, that's the fat and sugar, fat and salt, fat, sugar and salt, that perfect trifecta. I call them ultra-formulated. Some people call them ultra-processed. We can discuss the differences. But those foods, I mean, trigger the reward centers of the brain. The GLP-1 injectables, these new anti-obesity medicines, they treat that addiction. Obviously, the ultimate solution, I mean, is to deal with these ultra-formulated foods, I mean, in the first place, but that means changing our food environment. So what do you do in the meantime? We finally, I mean, have the tools, I think, if you want, to be able to regain your health. And that's why I wrote the book. I mean, when I finished Operation Warp Speed, I mean, I was some 40 pounds heavier and I didn't like myself.
Interesting. And can I ask you, or if it's not too personal, the question, did you use drugs like Ozempic or Wegovy to get your weight down, or did you take a different route?
No, I mean, I started off by losing weight the traditional way, by diet and exercise. It was going pretty slowly. I ended up one day with a kidney stone. I lost about six, pounds and ended up in emergency room with that kidney stone, had an elevated calcium. It ended up being an erroneous lab result, but I ended up in an endocrinologist's office who was doing a clinical trial. And he offered me to, one of the GLP-1 drugs. And I was writing on this area and I said, let me experience this. So for about 7 months, I went on the drug. I lost a substantial amount of weight. About 60 pounds, but then I had some abdominal pain, and I decided to go off it. So I've been on the drug, off the drug. Okay. But we don't have the data on how to use these drugs in the real world. And certainly, we need in the States to urge my old agency, the Food and Drug Administration, and the pharmaceutical companies to be able to require us to learn how to use these drugs effectively.
I take entirely on board what you're saying about these drugs sort of rewiring our brain's relationship with food, because we're not getting that sort of dopamine hit from the food that we're eating. Yep. But there's another element to all of this, isn't there, that the food industry likes to create demand, that we do live in an obesogenic environment that's pushing these ultra-processed or ultra-formulated foods on us. And how do we tackle that?
Well, let's just go back to how these drugs actually work. Because, I think it's important to understand that there is no magic about these drugs. I mean, these drugs delay gastric emptying. They keep food in your stomach longer. And when food is in your stomach, you and I have experienced this. We've seen it when people have the flu. They feel, this uncomfort. You have food poisoning. Food stays in there. I mean, you have GI distress. So what these drugs is, they take you to the edge of nausea, right? And sometimes over that edge in order to, you have to get the exact dose. So these drugs, work by making you feel sort of ill, I mean, it wanes over time a little for some people. But, again, there's no magic. But with regard to the food environment, we took fat, sugar, and salt, put it on every corner, made it available 24/7, made it socially acceptable to eat anytime. I mean, we're living in a food carnival. What did we expect to happen?
And that was former Commissioner for the Food and Drug Administration, the FDA there, Dr. David Kessler.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.